Good afternoon. My name is Francisca Zafra. Today, I have been asked to talk about the environment. Can you imagine living on Earth without oxygen, food or water? Well, I am absolutely convinced that we must protect our environment. It's our priority. In this monologue, three main points will be discussed. Firstly, I'm going to talk about whether environmental issues are taken seriously where I live. Then I will explain what we can do to improve the situation. And last but not least, I'm going to tell how it affects public health. To start with, I would like to say where I live, people are not taking environmental issues seriously enough. As an example, cars which give off fumes and emissions that are harmful to the planet and atmosphere. In addition to this, we are using up natural resources such as coal and oil. Have you ever wondered what would happen if we ran out of oil? Had citizens act more responsibility, the situation would be different. Let's now move on to the next point. Fortunately, there are a lot of things to save the environment. We definitely should start by minimizing our carbon footprint. Another viable solution is recycling, because we throw aluminum cans, paper, plastic, in the majority of which in the same bin, rather than sorting prior to disposal. As regard to how it affects public health, according to an article I read recently, 23% of mortality is due to environmental factors. As a matter of fact, there are many people suffering with skin, lungs, illnesses, and allergies. As far as I know, Spain, more than 3,600 million euros a year to treat illnesses caused by traffic pollution. In a nutshell, an important point to remember is that saving the environment begins with us. It's our responsibility to act now in order to preserve the planet for future generations. Had politicians taken more measures in the past to tackle climate change, we would be better off now. However, it's not too late to make the necessary changes. Thank you for listening to me.